It's a state tournament preview edition of the Charlie Bacon Show here on KTTN. The Trenton Bulldogs are sending three boys down to the state tournament in Columbia at Mizzou Arena this weekend. Congratulations to Mason Owen and Jaden Whitney, along with Mark Trump, as they get in. I know you wanted more than three, Coach. We talked about the possibility of maybe getting more than that number last week, but we don't want to overlook the fact of how hard it is to get down there and how blessed you are to get down there. So before we go any further, I want to congratulate those three for their great achievement.
Well, thank you. Yeah, I'm just really proud of all three of these guys. They've put so much work into it in the off season and during the season, and they're just really, on top of everything else, they're just really great kids to be around. And like you mentioned, it's kind of it's hard seeing the season end for my other wrestlers because they made so much progress and they also put a lot of hard work in the off season. But the fact of the matter is, the bracket, the way it is, only four out of those 16 go on to the state tournament. So there's a lot of disappointed wrestlers in the state of Missouri right now.
Yeah, we were talking off the air here. We're trying to get some of the bracket information here, and it's not the easiest thing to meander around online, and certainly for live radio, probably wouldn't work for that. So let's start with Mason Owen, since that's the information I have in front of me. It's going to see a kid out of Valley Catholic, which is a great athletic school down there in St. Genevieve. And but you know, if you look at records, Mason's 34-5. The kid that he's wrestling, Jacob Beezer, is 23-17. And it looks like Mason has the opportunity to maybe get off to a good start on Thursday.
Yeah, I think he does. And one thing I tell the kids every year during the state tournament is not to pay too much attention to records and the hype behind kids, because the state tournament, all of that is pretty much equalized. It's anything goes, and I've seen a lot of upsets happen, and just it's the state tournament, so anything can happen. But I think Mason is definitely going to get off to a good start in Columbia.
And I'm sure we could say this at some level and be truthful about it to every weight class in the Class 1 state tournament, but I'm looking up and down this roster at 220. I see at least six or seven kids that I know about, and another couple of kids here I don't know about who have great records, which you don't know how legit that is or not, but this bracket looks loaded.
220 is, I would say, probably one of the tougher brackets in the state this year, and I think last year it was right up there, but I think this year it is even a tougher bracket than it was last, and we're right in there. There's a lot of guys at the 220 that are it could be just a matter of a coin flip, but I think we're on the top as far as talent and experience and kind of where we're at in our wrestling right now. Mason, he's peaked at the right time, and I think that's going to play to our favor when we go down there.
Would Mason do better with his personality or the way he wrestles? Would he do better, you know, a kid like an Ethan Bowers of Lawson or Kenny Poley of Hamilton, who I'm sure he's seen, or you know, perhaps rematch with Grady Raines? Or would Mason do better with somebody that maybe, you know, he doesn't know as well, and maybe more importantly, the opponent wouldn't know Mason as well?
It just kind of depends. He's one of those kids, he's really mentally tough, and I know he looked forward to seeing Grady just as much as he would a new opponent. So it kind of depends on the situation, but Mason's a kid with the mentality that, hey, I'm going to go out and it doesn't matter who it is, but I'm going to wrestle my kind of match, and I'm not going to let them dictate how the pace of that match goes, because Mason's one of those kids that's really tough on his feet, and as long as he sticks to his game plan, he's going to have a lot more success.
He came as close as you can get to a district title without getting said district title, gave up a couple of points late in regulation, went overtime, then he got beat by Grady Raines. Every time he wrestles Grady at this point, Coach, he's wrestling him closer and closer.
Yeah, we're closing the gap, and that's kind of that mentality that I was talking about. Mason just, he was looking forward to another shot at Grady, and he knew that he wasn't thrilled with his performance the last time we wrestled him because he thought that he really didn't wrestle his game plan, and he was correct in thinking that. And this time we went out and we got the first takedown, and like you said, it came down to the final seconds of the match. Grady scored a 2 points on us, and we were up by a point. We were up by 2 points, so that brought it into sudden victory, and that's about as close as a match can come.
I'm actually seeing if I can. I didn't think I'd be able to do it on live radio, but I think I'm getting the handle of this website decently now. So let's go to your district champion, Jaden Whitney. To win a district championship, we all know you got to wrestle well. How well did he wrestle on Saturday, Coach?
He wrestled really well. He is, I always have coaches and fans from other schools come up and talk about Jaden because he just looks the part of a wrestler, and he's explosive and he's just fun to watch. He's a great kid as well, and he's a lot of fun to watch, and he had a great district tournament. He pretty well walked his way through until the finals, and then we had a pretty close match with a kid that we'd split with before. And so that's always kind of nerve-wracking.
As far as the state bracket goes, and I'm looking at the bracket here, it looks to me like Jaden's path to have success, it maybe doesn't have as many, landmines or roadblocks as Mason. 195, it looks kind of doable. Do you kind of get the same sense in looking at it that Jaden could be set up for a really good weekend?
Yeah, I think looking at the bracket, I know in the, I believe it's the, if we were to make it out to the semifinals, we've got a Knobnoster kid that we've never wrestled before, but we do have common opponents with. Mm-hmm. And as far as I can tell, I mean, the matches that we've wrestled have been really close to the same results as the Knobnoster kid. And we've got to get there first. Like I said, take it match by match, but he's got a very good pass. And I really like the way his bracket's set up.
He wrestles an El Dorado Springs kid on Thursday in Keelan Jaquis. And I don't know much at all about El Dorado Springs other than where it is in the state. Do you have any information on him, Coach?
I have absolutely no information on him. We make it through the entire season without even seeing them. So it'll be an opponent we know nothing about, and we're just going to have to go out and again wrestle our type of match.
There's always a kid who seems like he makes state, and it's just it's not a surprise per se, but when you come in and you swing an upset and you get yourself into a top four spot and you get to state, you're so delighted for him. And we talked throughout the season about how hard Mark Trump works. He just had to be really pleased that he got himself to Columbia.
Mark was probably one of the most excited kids that I've seen qualify for state. I mean, it was just an awesome moment, and he, you see that all of that hard work and everything flash right in front of your eyes whenever you he got a pin in that match, and it was actually a really close match. Mark he kind of dug himself a 5-0 hole, and he had paced for 2 hours prior to the match back and forth. So we told him to kind of calm down, and he ended up closing the gap and getting the pin. So it was just an awesome moment, and we're so happy for Mark.
Here's what I remember about Mark from football season two. Anything that Mark does, and it's both a good thing and a bad thing, he does it at a million miles an hour.
He does, and you're exactly right. Sometimes it serves him well, and then other times it can cost him. And I think in the beginning of that match, he was just so amped up, and he knew what was on the line, that we were going 100 miles per hour, but we weren't necessarily going in the right direction at first.
When it does come to Mark now, and I have his bracket, he's the fourth seed out of district, so you're going to see somebody tough. So he's on the top end of the bracket. Noah Elmore is the young man from Whitfield that he's wrestling. And the two guys that he'd see one way or the other in the second round, they both look like one from Versailles and one from Summit Christian. They're pretty good. So Mark's going to get tested. He's going to have to look like swing an upset to get himself a state victory on Thursday.
Yeah, he is. I mean, he's you can pretty well guarantee that you're going to get somebody tough when you're coming out of the district in the fourth seed, and that'll be no different from Mark. I know that the Elmore kid is really a good wrestler from Whitfield. Whitfield usually does have good wrestlers, so he needs to go out and give it everything he's got and not be, you know, overwhelmed by the situation and the environment. And I think that's part of it, just getting that year under your belt and getting used to that.
We will look forward to seeing the results come into the office here in just about 24 hours or less. It's Head Coach Charlie Bacon. Coach, safe travels down to Columbia, and good luck to your guys this weekend.
Well, thank you, Tom.